Welcome to the Rich Thoughts Podcast, where our goal is to glorify God and terrify the devil. Get ready. It's going to be a great journey.
Good morning and welcome to Rich Thoughts for Breakfast.
I'm Harold Herring, and that's my fine wife, Beth. Is it time for you to do something you've never done? Have you considered signing up for a course at a local community college or online university to sharpen your marketplace skills? Have you considered taking the first step to making a long-term dream a reality? Have you considered connecting with a mentor who can enlighten and empower you for greater success? It's real simple. If you want to be successful, if you want to increase your income, then you need to do something you've never done. If what you're doing is not working, then it's time to do something else. Albert Einstein once said, insanity is doing the same thing over and over again, but expecting a different result. Einstein also said, we cannot solve our problems with the same thinking we used when we created them. Sometimes we do things that make our heart choices harder. But sometimes we just need to move outside our comfort zone. Sometimes we just need to dare to move beyond where we are. When I was in high school, I was asked to speak at our local Rotary Club because I was politically active. It's a wonderful experience. I was given a book, which I still have today, somewhere in my collection. The title was, I Dare You, written by William H. Danforth of the Nestle Purina Fortune. It helped stir me outside my comfort zone. By the way, I Dare You was listed by the Christian Science Monitor as one of the best 10 self-help books of all times. For the record, I've read 7 of those 10 books, and I've added the other 3 to my reading list. In writing this teaching, I Dare You came to my remembrance some 50 years after I received it as a gift, and frankly, probably 40 years since I last read it. When it comes to doing something you've never done, 7 dares came to my mind. I dare you to dream. I dare you to color outside the lines. I dare you to explore previously unknown opportunities. I dare you to think outside the box. I dare you to shake up your daily routine. I dare you to take a risk. And yes, I dare you to believe you can achieve. I might do a teaching sometime in the future on all 7 of those. When we're doing something we've never done, moving into uncharted waters or tackling adversity, there are 7 things. Well, yeah, 7 things we must do. Number 1, start praising the Lord.
Psalm 22, verse 3. But thou art holy, O thou that inhabitest the praises of Israel. Praise him for who he is, for what he's done for you, for what he's doing now, and what he's going to be doing for you and those you love. Not convinced that God is ready to sit down with you? Then let's look at the Hebrew meanings of the 3 key words in this passage.
Honey, these are amazing. First, the word inhabitist is the Hebrew word H3427. H3427, and according to Strong's Concordance, it means to dwell, remain, sit, abide. The word praises is the Hebrew word H8416. And according to Strong's Concordance, it means praise, song, or hymn of praise, adoration, thanksgiving paid to God, an act of general or public praise. And finally, the word Israel is the Hebrew word H3478. And in Strong's Concordance, it means God prevails. The name of the descendants and the nation of descendants of Jacob. What do you think about that, babe?
I know that we're a part of that.
Yes, we are. You know, when it says that he inhabits the praises of Israel. Inhabits means, did you catch that? To dwell, remain, sit, abide. As we sing songs of praise and give glory and honor to him.
Well, not only that, but it says in Ephesians that the Holy Spirit indwells our innermost being and personality.
Hallelujah.
That's in the Classic Amplified Bible.
Yes. Glory. Second thing you have to do is think beyond your imagination.
Amen.
There are only two ways you can see something. First, with your natural eyes. Second, with your imagination. The word imagination is defined in the Merriam-Webster Intercollegiate Dictionary. It's defined as the act or power of forming a mental image of something not present to the senses or never before wholly perceived in reality. Your imagination is the thing that allows you to see the future before it happens. Allow the Holy Spirit to prime your motivation to see beyond your natural eyes. Helen Keller, the blind and deaf American educator and author, once said, doubts and mistrust are the mere panic of timid imagination, which the steadfast heart will conquer and a large mind transcend.
2 Corinthians 4, verse 16 in the Message Bible offers us some pretty good advice when it says, so we're not giving up. How could we? Even though on the outside it often looks like things are falling apart on us, on the inside, where God is making new life, not a day goes by without his unfolding grace. These hard times are small potatoes compared to the coming good times, the lavish celebration prepared for us. There's far more here than meets the eye. The things we see now are here today, gone tomorrow. But the things we can't see now will last forever.
Hallelujah.
The way you gain more understanding and insight is through using your imagination. Because in Ephesians 1, verse 18 in the Living Bible, it says, I pray that your hearts will be flooded with light, so that you can see something of the future he has called you to share. I want you to realize that God has been made rich because we who are Christ's have been given to him.
You know, honey, the New English Bible says inward eyes, and the Jerusalem Bible says eyes of your mind. How do you see something of the future? It's through your imagination. And that imagination can either be used for good or evil, depending on whose voice you're listening to.
That's a very important point.
Number three, organize your efforts.
Luke 14, verse 28 through 30 in the Message Bible. Is there anyone here who, planning to build a new house, doesn't first sit down and figure the cost so you'll know if you can complete it? If you only get the foundation laid and then run out of money, you're going to look pretty foolish. Everyone passing by will poke fun at you, saying he started something he couldn't finish.
One of the successful characteristics of millionaires is that they write down their goals. Keeping them in your head, well, that's just, it isn't good enough. What would you think of a business that didn't have written records? If you do an excellent job or excellent work for someone else, you should do no less than that for yourself. You're a business manager for God. He has made you a steward of everything you're involved in on planet Earth. If you want to increase experience, increase in your life, then you need to plan an organization. As stewards, we own nothing, but we have the awesome responsibility of managing everything. And our boss says that we must write the vision and make it plain, as it says in Habakkuk 2:2. Your system can be electronic, smartphone, iPhone, Android, tablet, iPad, Galaxy, daily planner, daytimer, or legal pad. If you choose the latter, I recommend you use legal pads with holes pre-punched so you can place them in a three-ring binder for proper storage so they're easily accessible. The organizer should include your appointments, errands, and daily tasks. We suggest you check your goals at least twice a day, once in the morning before you begin the day, and once at night so you can review your progress. If we think beyond our imagination, without the ability to retrieve that information, well, then we're just spinning our wheels. And the last thing we'll ever experience, the last thing we'll experience, is increase. Fourth, dare yourself to do something you've never done, and maybe even to change what you're doing now. For instance, instead of watching TV, you could read a book.
Instead of eating Twinkies, you could eat fruit.
Instead of yelling at family members or coworkers, you could coach them.
Instead of stressing about your week, plan ahead.
Instead of driving to the nearest grocery store or convenience store, walk or ride your bike.
Instead of, this is cute, playing hard to get if you're a single person, call the girl of your dreams and set a date.
Instead of taking an expensive vacation, enjoy a staycation. Explore your local area.
Amen. Instead of immediately reacting negatively, take a step back and examine the situation you're in.
Hallelujah. Instead of hiring a babysitter, host a family game night with neighbors.
Instead of buying something new, how about take something that you already have and reuse it in a unique way?
Instead of texting, you could call, please.
Instead of waiting for the weekend to enjoy yourself, try doing a little something at night that's enjoyable.
And maybe during the mid part of the week.
That's right.
Hallelujah. Instead of working for speed, you need to work for accuracy.
Instead of ordering a carryout, cook a healthy meal.
I like eating at home.
I do too.
You're a fabulous cook.
Thank you, darling.
Makes me hungry now. Okay. Instead of buying an expensive or even standard gift for a loved one, give an experience, something unique that would be meaningful to them, and probably the best gift is to spend time with them.
Mm-hmm. You know, there's lots of stuff that the Lord can stir up in you if you ask Him about doing something you've never done before, giving you new ideas, new ways to do things. God is good for it.
Yes, He is. We're going to pick this up on tomorrow's call, but before we close, I want to share with you a quote or two by William Danforth. He said, "Hidden down in every person is the divine."
Amen.
"Real faith, dreams, and visions. Lift your thoughts above the commonplace and live in the presence of the best. Spiritual investments are repaid a thousandfold."
Wow.
That's a great quote. It really is.
Spend time with God.
And Danforth also said, "History records the successes of men and women with objectives and a sense of direction. Oblivion is the position of small wind, overwhelmed by obstacles." We dare you today to think outside your comfort zone. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
If you've been blessed by the teaching, go to haroldherring.com at the top where it says sow a seed. Just ask God what seed to have you put in the ground. Do what He says. That's all we ever ask. And make sure you check out this week's 2-minute video. And until tomorrow morning at 8:30 Eastern, God bless you. Happy trails.
And keep thinking rich thoughts.
Bye-bye.